The barman sidled toward them out of a back room. He was a grumpy-looking old man with a great deal of long grey hair and beard. He was tall and thin and looked vaguely familiar to Harry.
"What?" he grunted.
"Three butterbeers, please," said Hermione.
The man reached beneath the counter and pulled up three very dusty, very dirty bottles, which he slammed on the bar.
"Six sickles," he said.
"I'll get them," said Harry quickly, passing over the silver. The barman's eyes travelled over Harry, resting for a fraction of a second on his scar. Then he turned away and deposited Harry's money in an ancient wooden till, whose drawer slid open automatically to receive it. Harry, Ron, and Hermione retreated to the farthest table from the bar and sat down, looking around while the man in the dirty grey bandages rapped the counter with his knuckles and received another smoking drink from the barman.
"You know what?"
Ron murmured, looking over at the bar with enthusiasm.
"We could order anything we liked in here. I bet that bloke would sell us anything. He wouldn't care. I've always wanted to try fire whiskey."
"You are a prefect,"
snarled Hermione.
"Oh,"
said Ron, the smile fading from his face.
"Yeah.
So who did you say is supposed to be meeting us?" Harry asked, wrenching open the rusty top of his butterbeer and taking a swig.
"Just a couple of people,"
Hermione repeated, checking her watch and then looking anxiously toward the door.
"I told them to be here about now, and I'm sure they all know where it is. Oh, look, this might be them now."
The door of the pub had opened. A thick band of dusty sunlight split the room in two for a moment and then vanished, blocked by the incoming rush of a crowd of people. First came Neville with Dean and Lavender, who were closely followed by Parvati and Padma Patil with, Harry's stomach did a backflip, Cho and one of her usually giggling girlfriends, then, on her own and looking so dreamy that she might have walked in by accident, Luna Lovegood, then Katie Bell, Alicia Spinett, and Angelina Johnson, Colin and Dennis Creevy, Ernie McMillan, Justin Finch-Fletchley, Hannah Abbott, and a Hufflepuff girl with a long plait down her back, whose name Harry did not know. Three Ravenclaw boys he was pretty sure were called Anthony Goldstein, Michael Corner, and Terry Boot. Ginny, closely followed by a tall, skinny blonde boy with an upturned nose, whom Harry recognised vaguely as being a member of the Hufflepuff Quidditch team, and, bringing up the rear, Fred and George Weasley with their friend Lee Jordan, all three of whom were carrying large paper bags crammed with Zonko's merchandise.
"A couple of people?" said Harry hoarsely to Hermione. "A couple of people?"
"Yes, well, the idea seemed quite popular," said Hermione happily. "Ron, do you want to pull up some more chairs?"
The barman had frozen in the act of wiping out a glass with a rag so filthy it looked as though it had never been washed. Possibly he had never seen his pub so full.
"Hi,"
said Fred, reaching the bar first and counting his companions quickly.
"Could we have 25 butterbeers, please?"
The barman glared at him for a moment, then, throwing down his rag irritably, as though he had been interrupted in something very important, he started passing up dusty butterbeers from under the bar.
"Cheers," said Fred, handing them out. "Cough up, everyone. I haven't got enough gold for all these."